Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you terrorism-related news from around the globe, including right here at home, in around 5 minutes or less. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of December 18th, 2023. An Arizona man was charged in a religiously motivated terror attack in Australia. A Michigan teen shooter is the first ever minor to receive life in prison without parole. A 13-year-old planned a mass shooting at an Ohio synagogue, and Congress looks to extend a government surveillance program. Let's get into these stories. On December 1st, U.S. authorities arrested and charged an Arizona man in connection with a religiously motivated 2022 terrorist attack in Australia that resulted in the deaths of six individuals. Law enforcement took Donald Day Jr., 58, into custody near Heber Overgaard, Arizona, for allegedly inciting violence in December 2022 by way of online comments in which he threatened authorities and government officials. Day sent the three assailants involved in a mass shooting in Weambala, Australia, end-of-days messages for months prior to the attack. Gareth Train, his brother Nathaniel Train, and Nathaniel's wife Stacy Train gunned down neighbor Alan Dare, who approached to investigate a fire. Additionally, they ambushed four police officers, killing two, all of whom responded to a missing persons report that lured them to the Train's remote property in the rural community on December 12, 2022. The officers walked into a hail of gunfire, but two managed to escape. Police killed the three Trains during a six-hour siege. Day praised the attack online, expressing his regrets over his inability to physically assist in the Train's gun battle. Gareth Train began following Day on YouTube in May of 2020. A year later, they were communicating directly. All four espoused Christian, end-of-day extremist ideology. The Michigan teenager, who a court found guilty of fatally shooting four classmates and injuring seven others at Oxford High School in 2021, is the first minor to receive a life-in-prison sentence. On November 30, 2021, Ethan Crumbly, now 17, attended morning classes, met the school counselor with his parents, and returned to class. He proceeded to take a gun out of his backpack and carry out the attack. During sentencing, the judge emphasized the, quote, extensive planning, end quote, of the rampage, and said Crumbly could have changed his mind at any time. The judge for the case stated, quote, he continued to walk through the school, picking and choosing who was going to die, end quote. The judge called the attack on Crumbly's schoolmates an execution and torture. Crumbly pled guilty to 24 charges last year, including first-degree premeditated murder and terrorism causing death. In 2012, the Supreme Court ruled that two men convicted of murder when they were 14-year-olds could not receive a life in prison without parole sentence. In a 6-3 decision in 2021, the court reversed the 2012 decision and upheld the sentence of life without parole for a juvenile offender. Authorities have charged a 13-year-old boy for allegedly planning a mass shooting at an Ohio synagogue in September. The unnamed suspect crafted a detailed plan to conduct a mass shooting at Temple Israel in Canton, according to court documents. The boy posted the plans on the social media platform Discord, which has been used by previous mass shooters to discuss their plans and, in some cases, their extremist ideologies. The sheriff's office learned of the plot on September 1st and notified the school system, which caused, quote, significant public alarm, end quote, as reported by a Stark County family court filing. Authorities charged the youth, who appeared in a pretrial hearing on November 20th, with inducing panic and with disorderly conduct, both misdemeanors. His trial is scheduled to begin on December 20th. Congress is preparing for a four-month extension for Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which allows law enforcement to monitor Americans without a warrant. The extension will give lawmakers more time to either reform or keep the program in place. The provision is tucked into the 2,353rd page of the more than 3,000-page National Defense Authorization Act. Supporters, including FBI Director Christopher Wray, argue Section 702 is a critical tool for safeguarding national security. Wray told a Senate committee on December 5th that losing Section 702 would be, quote, devastating, end quote, to law enforcement's ability to counter cyber and terrorism threats. Critics, however, claim that loopholes allow the FBI to search the data it collects from Americans, as opposed to information from foreign adversaries without proper justification. According to a July 2023 court opinion, FBI employees wrongly searched foreign surveillance data for the last names of a U.S. senator and a state senator, while another FBI employee ran a query using the social security number of a state judge who complained about alleged civil rights violations. House Speaker Mike Johnson said representatives will weigh various proposed changes and extensions, including those proposed for Section 702, with the goal of drafting a, quote, final reform bill that can be passed in both chambers, end quote. The Terrorism at a Glance product is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.